you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah, what's up, man? Hey, I'm on the guest list. Yeah. Who's headlining here tonight? Yeah, I'm on their list. I'm on their list. Oh, well, I should be on there, so...
Looking for that cool band Buzz?
Jeez, I don't know what to tell you.
Shindig is CITR's annual Battle of the Bands. Every year, Vancouver bands compete for prizes including studio time, festival spots, media coverage, promotions, and more. We are now accepting submissions. Please send your demo of original material of at least 3 songs to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Contact info must include your email and phone number. All genres welcome. Join a 33-year-old legacy of great Vancouver music. For more info, find the CITR Shindig page on Facebook.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is the Student Special Hour, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, British Columbia. I'm your host, Hala, and thanks for staying tuned. We've got a little bit of a strange episode today, very binary. The first half is a little more instrumental, a little more ambient, and then the second half, it gets a little poppy, which I think is interesting the way that I've set this up today. Lots of events to talk about today. Obviously, next week is first week of school, so there's lots of stuff happening on campus, and I have a little surprise giveaway to do later in the hour for a festival that may or may not be happening in Seattle this upcoming weekend, so make sure you stay tuned for that. So let's jump into my first song. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs called Blue Bucket of Gold by Sufjan Stevens off of his 2015 album Carrie and Lowell.
Just when I want you in my life. Thank you.
You've been listening to CITR on 101.9 FM, and this show is the Student Special Hour. Thanks so much for staying tuned. So that last song that we heard was called Flotte by a Montreal producer called Miko Log off of their album Neuroscience Contemplative. I find this album really endearing, I guess, because it revolves around a concept. So this album was, to quote the Bandcamp, it's a personal musical reinterpretation of the 10 chapters of the book Waking, Dreaming, Being by the Canadian philosopher Evan Thompson. And the 10 chapters composing this book about consciousness and self. So each song, so Flotte, for example, the quote that's associated with that one is from chapter 7, Floating, Where Am I? What I've come to think is that an out-of-body experiences are a specific kind of altered state of consciousness that's dependent on the brain and body. There aren't so much experiences of disembodiment as experiences of altered embodiment. Far from showing the separability of the self from the body, out-of-body experiences reinforce the intimate link between our body and our sense of self. Like dreams, out-of-body experiences are mental simulations or creations of the imagination, but like lucid dreams, they're subject to voluntary control, and you know when you're having one. I find that to be just very meaningful to me, specifically today. And I also wanted to read a quote from another book that's very meaningful to me, which I'm sure many of you have heard of. It's called Le Petit Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. This episode is quickly turning very French, but this is from the very first chapter, and it's, let me read it. Les grandes personnes m'ont conseillé de laisser de côté les dessins de serpents boa ouverts ou fermés et de m'intéresser plutôt à la géographie, à l'histoire, au calcul et à la grammaire. C'est ainsi que j'ai abandonné, à l'âge de 6 ans, une magnifique carrière de peintre. J'avais été découragée par l'insuccès de mon dessin numéro 1 et de mon dessin numéro 2. Les grandes personnes ne comprenaient jamais rien toutes seules, et c'est fatigant pour les enfants de toujours et toujours leur donner des explications. That quote is just reflecting on, I guess, the interpretation of the self from the lens of others, and how much of an effect that can have on your personal understanding of joy and success. And I just find that whole book to be incredibly meaningful. I read it in the original French in high school, and a lot of what is said in it has really stuck with me for a long time. And I think it's something that I keep going back to because I read it at a specific time in my life, and I find the excerpts to be very powerful. And I think it's also a book that is solid through periods of change. And people come in and out of your life, and I think that that's probably for a reason. And I think Le Petit Prince is a really good reflection of those types of changes. So let's jump back into some tracks. I actually wanted to play, this is a sort of an audiobook called Peau Santé, out of Montreal, by a company called Apprivoiser le Stress, which is just, again, to quote the Bandcamp, it's outils et pratiques pour mieux être au quotidien, which means these are just sort of breathing and relaxation exercises for day-to-day use. So we're going to listen to, let's listen to Relaxation Exprès pour l'apaiser rapidement.
Relaxation Express pour s'apaiser rapidement. Cette courte relaxation vous permettra de vous détendre en un rien de temps. Vous pourrez donc l'utiliser régulièrement afin de mettre fin à la réaction de stress dans votre corps. Alors je vous invite à vous asseoir confortablement dans un endroit où vous ne serez pas dérangé, puis à fermer doucement les yeux. maintenant, prenez quelques instants pour effectuer une transition tout en douceur entre les activités de la journée et ce répit que vous avez choisi de vous accorder. Prenez quelques instants pour vous arrêter, vous poser et vous apaiser. Puis laissez votre attention descendre dans la profondeur du ventre. Sentez le ventre qui se gonfle doucement à chaque inspiration et sentez-le qui se rétracte lentement à chaque expiration. Ne forcez pas. Votre corps sait comment respirer. Laissez-vous simplement bercer par le calme va-et-vient de votre respiration. Je vous invite maintenant à commencer à détendre le visage. Laissez le front se lisser doucement. Relaxez les muscles autour des yeux. Desserrez la mâchoire. Puis permettez aux lèvres de s'entrouvrir légèrement. Tout votre visage est maintenant complètement détendu et relaxé. Sentez la relaxation se diffuser dans vos épaules, vos bras, vos mains et vos doigts. Sentez-les devenir lourds. Détendez maintenant le ventre et le dos. Sentez tout votre dos qui se pose et se repose lourdement sur son support. Laissez la relaxation se propager dans vos cuisses, vos jambes et vos pieds. Tout votre corps est maintenant complètement détendu. Relaxing. libérer. Reposez-vous. Vous l'avez bien mérité. Restez là encore quelques instants. Profitez de ce court moment de relaxation. Et lorsque vous vous sentirez prêt, ouvrez lentement les yeux. Et reprenez vos activités de la journée.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does it make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France. Montreal? What the f***? It's a script! I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain's just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air. Music Waste and CITR are proud to announce the 2016 Victory Square Block Party. This free day of music features Morning Coup, Milk, Jody Glenham and the Dreamers, SBDC, Pale Red, and Tough Customer. There's good tunes, good food, raffle prizes, and more.
Yeah. I ain't trying
to sleep. So come down to Victory Square this September 4th from 2 to 9 p.m. For more information, go to victorysquareblockparty.com.
Shuttle's going.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour. It's 1:28, and we've heard a lot of relaxing music so far this hour. We heard some Sufjan Stevens, Miko Log, and the last track that we heard was a Québécois relaxation exercise by Apprivoiser le stress. So let's lighten it up a little bit and talk about some events that are coming up. So this weekend, as I alluded to earlier, it's Bumbershoot in Seattle all weekend, the 2nd through the 4th. The lineup this year is really great. I was really excited to see that Tame Impala is on it, Kygo's on it, a whole bunch of really great people, and it should be a really great festival. And lucky for you, I have 2 weekend passes to give away. So if you and a pal are interested in heading down to Seattle this weekend to go see Bumbershoot, courtesy of the promoters and CITR, why don't you give me a call? You can call me at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. And we'll see what we can do about some passes. There's lots of other stuff coming up next week as well. There's a big Kerner's House Party on Saturday the 3rd, the Kerner's House Party Back to School Bash Edition. So that's this Saturday. It's $5 if you buy your ticket early. It's obviously 19 plus. Those are always a good time. It's fun to be outside, actually. There's not a lot of places where you can hang out outside with all of your friends. Then next week is AMS First Week. So September 6th, that's Imagine Day, everyone's favorite. There's going to be a big main stage just outside of Kerner's Library on campus. And we're doing... we're hosting the main stage there. So there's a whole bunch of music and other activities going on at that stage. So make sure you swing by. And then, of course, everyone's favorite, or at least my favorite, Live at Lunch is coming up. So that's going to be some days of next week and the week after that. The lineup this year is pretty good. On the 6th, we have Les Chaussettes. On the 7th, it's To Be Announced. 8th is Ashley Shadow. The 9th is Devours, who, as if you listen to the show a lot, you'll know that I'm a huge Devours fan, so definitely catch me there. On the 12th is Hazy, and lots of other people going to be there as well. So Live at Lunch is a really great way to check out some CITR favorites in the Vancouver music scene. It happens right outside of the Nest, like literally right outside of the Nest, and it's free. So what is better than hanging out and having lunch and watching some music? There's so many other great events happening next week that it's impossible to talk about all of them. There's an open mic night coming up on the 15th. There's Farm Aid. There's Welcome Back Barbecue. Just hit up the AMS website or look on Facebook. There's so many events coming up, so there's no reason to not get out and engage with UBC next week and for the rest of the school year, honestly. AMS has done a really great job of being a part of that and being inclusive. So we're pretty excited to be included in a lot of those events. If you're just tuning in now, you're listening to the Student Special Hour, and if you want some passes to Bumper Shoot this weekend, call me. You can call me at 604-822-CITR, and we'll see what we can do. I have 2 weekend passes to give away. So up next is a Canadian artist from Toronto called Luna Arakawa, and this is a song called Ocean of Tears Called Sky. Thank you. The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness. I must have slept for a long passages. Time. And it must have this been noise, very however, is all of silence to rest and is here only as a faint whistle. I did not hear it all in night as I was on burrowing, although it must have been a female. Can my energy still explain it and audible only to the ear of the householder? It seems to me that the beast has even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet. That I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio for crazy people and the elderly. Oh yeah.
You've been listening to CITR on 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of Vancouver, British Columbia. In case you missed it at the beginning, I'm Hala and I'm the host. And I forgot to mention this, but this is actually my last episode hosting the Student Special Hour. It's been a really fun experience and a great learning experience to be in charge of the show and half in charge of the show back at the beginning when I was first getting involved. So I'll be on likely next week with a whole bunch of the student executive from CITR, but that's it. That's all for me as your solitary host. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to music that I think is great. And I hope that you've enjoyed listening to my radio voice that warrants a lot of disdain from other staff here. Anyways, so the last couple of songs I'm going to play are a little more upbeat, a little more poppy. I got the melancholia out of my system. So this one is called Closer by Evie Jane off of her EP Closer.
Just go. shaking when we say a puppy your motion for the first 5 days, and then it's your turn to listen to what I say. Go ahead and start in my way, it's not a problem. I'll join you when we say I have devotion for the first 5 days, and then it's your turn to listen to what I say.
I'm not mad about it.
This has been the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm titling this episode Lost this week, as I feel like that's a pretty succinct way to sum up the theme of today and the episode. You can catch me on the archive episodes of the show if you really miss my voice. Otherwise, I'll be on air from time to time. So we heard a song called Closer by Evie Jane, Go Ahead by Pillow Person, Lose Myself from Psychic Twin off of her album Strange Diary, a really fun banger called Photo Booth from Chrissy and Holly, a song called Lucky by Def Bowies out of Montreal, and then we are currently hearing in the background a song called Astrophile from LNS. So that's about it for my show this week. Thanks so much for listening in. Up next, we have a special presentation of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. Normally airs Tuesdays at 11 p.m., but you're going to get a special taste of it right now.